It's getting better. The more time I have, the better, and the more comfortable I feel, you know, with the plays and everything.
You had a lot of communication with Richie, man. You guys were, yeah. It seemed like every single play.
Basically every play, you know, we were talking, you know, just to give confirmation, just to make me feel, you know, better so I can fire off the ball and everything.
Your experience in quick turnarounds from Sunday to Thursday night games, I mean, is it tougher or easier to put a loss like yesterday behind you?
You definitely got to put a loss behind you because you can't do anything to bring it back and just make you focus on, you know, the team that you have ahead of you and make sure you try to focus on winning that game.
When you look at the Cincinnati team, what do you
see? It's a team I'm familiar with coming from where I just came from. So, I mean, pretty good defense and they got some good pass rushers and we just got to, you know, execute.
I know you're new to this locker room, but, I mean, you've been in the league for a long time. When does that sense of urgency really kick in? I mean, this team's lost four straight. You're coming in on a short week, play a Thursday night home game.
You kind of want to start picking up now, you know, get the guys to start rallying, buying each other, and go out there and get a sense of urgency to get a win, get back on the winning side.
Brian, you experienced a little bit of this last year when you guys lost a couple in a row. Mm. What does it take to get back on the winning track? Just a couple plays?
It just takes a couple plays and a win, and then everybody starts feeling a little better about themselves, and then, you know, a couple wins will follow behind that.